Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Earlier this month, the Bush Foundation introduced the 2020 Bush Fellows. This week, we'll be meeting the five new Bush Fellows from South Dakota on In the Moment. Today, however, we welcome Anita Patel. She is Leadership Programs Director for the Bush Foundation, and we'll talk more about the process and how the five South Dakotans stood out in a field of 746 applicants from Minnesota and the Dakotas. Anita, thank you for being here with us this morning. We appreciate your time.
I'm so honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
It must be an exciting time of year to make this announcement, because the process of selecting these fellows is not a short one. Explain to people a little bit about when some of these conversations begin, and then the significance of this month when you're ready to announce.
Yeah, you're right. This is almost a 9-month process. So all of these applicants submitted applications kind of August or September of 2019, which feels like, you know, a whole generation ago, really. But they've, you know, I'm sure taken months before that to think about what is their dream? How do they want to grow? They submit an application, then they get an opportunity to submit, you know, additional thoughts, kind of updated thoughts a few months later. They have a phone interview with me. They have reference calls. They have a chance to talk with an alumni, a Bush Fellow alum, who could give them some kind of coaching and tips and mentorship opportunity. And then generally they would have a chance to interview in person with that final selection committee, who is made up of a really diverse group of community leaders. This year, because of the COVID pandemic, they didn't get that opportunity to interview, but those community leaders did read all of the materials that the applicants submitted and really invested in their growth. And then that's how we got to this final group of 24 fellows that were then announced in May of 2020. So quite a long process. We so appreciate all of the vulnerability and vision that each of these applicants share.
Now, when you stand back, and we're going to talk about some of these folks here in a minute, but when we look at the cultural moment that we're living in right now, with protests across the country, with the virus, with massive public health challenges, challenges about, you know, community activism regarding racism and looking at policing in our communities, these are sort of the big kinds of questions that Bush Fellows have been tackling for some time. When 2020 started becoming the year that we know now that it is, did you feel like these groups of leaders, you know, from the past classes and from the folks that you've selected for 2020 were, you know, uniquely situated to sort of step into this moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. We are, I think, so inspired, as you're mentioning, by all of the fellows who are really actively creating, you know, community solutions and approaches to all of the kind of layered issues that we're working on in our communities across the region. And I think the great thing about this fellowship is it invests in fellows for decades, right? So we know they're doing critical work in this moment, and we hope they continue to get even stronger as time goes on. These fellows really stood out for a number of reasons, one of which is all of them had commitment to equity, to racial equity, to really kind of bringing together their communities and looking at the strength of what our communities bring. And that's the kind of thing, that depth of vision, that is so important as these leaders continue their leadership growth.
Let's talk about some of the folks from South Dakota. We have people from Kyle and Elk Point and Pine Ridge and Eagle Butte and Rapid City. Tell us a little bit about some of those highlights of people from this area and the work that they're hoping to do.
Yeah, they are incredible. I'm sure you saw that as you read about them, and I'm so excited that you're going to spotlight these amazing people. Thank you for doing that. So, you know, in Rapid City, you have Valeria Big Eagle, and she's really focused on education and making sure that Native Americans who are in education can heal themselves, can heal their communities, and that education the kind of education sector can be a place that not only can someone be present at, but is something that folks can feel loved and supported in for who they are. So she's looking to really amplify the voices of her community and be a force for positive change within the education system. And I think what you'll hear as you learn about each of these fellows is they are thinking big. They are thinking big about what's possible for our communities, for our region, and for themselves, for their leadership with their communities. I don't know if you want me to talk through each person, but I'm happy to do so.
Let's hear a little more. I think that that's sure. What folks want to know is that connection of their neighbors and the work that's being done in their communities.
Yeah, I'd be honored to do so. So Joseph brings plenty. He's really focusing on kind of the culture, helping children within the Cheyenne River Reservation, and then that healing power really rippling out from there, thinking about the healing power of heritage, of Lakota heritage and spirituality, and what that brings when there is that connection. So he's going to think about what does he need to be able to continue to develop those practices and to spread around the community so that strength can be kind of a reserve for folks, just a daily way of life. Amanda Carlo in Pine Ridge is also thinking about kind of the Lakota language and the power of that language and how, again, it can help to transform young people when they know the language of their ancestors. So she's part of that movement to revitalize the language and really hoping to grow her own knowledge in that as she's supporting others. So you're hearing threads, which I think is a really interesting piece of this fellowship of course, having vision for community and what can change, and that knowing ourselves, knowing who we are, knowing our heritage, being connected with that is key to being as strong as possible as leaders. And that's something that people can pursue with the fellowship.
And that's a fascinating, let's talk about that for a minute, because for so many people who are listening and who every year kind of get inspired by this conversation and think, well, how do I know if this is right for me? When is the right time for me to consider doing this? One of the challenges for so many people is accepting this idea that you are worth investing in, and that the Bush Fellowship is also going to invest in you and your development, and with the knowledge that that is in turn going to be an investment in a community. Talk a little bit about that, because people are sometimes people who have never really been invested in this way, in this monumental way, that can be a huge opportunity and a huge mantle to sort of take up and accept that someone is willing to make that kind of investment in your personal education or professional development.
Yeah, it can be really hard to think about. And I think, you know, across our region, we are filled with humble people, you know, who really just want to do all they can to help their communities. And sometimes what we forget is part of being able to do that is being able to invest in ourselves in service of the community. So it is not a selfish act. It's something that helps us to make change in an even bigger way, in a more connected way. And that's where the Bush Fellowship really thinks about, you know, there is not a set curriculum you need to go through. There's not a set path. It's really about, what do you need to be as strong as you possibly can be? And that might take some time even to be able to name that. And we love to have those conversations with people. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you think, I have an idea, I've been working with people on it, it's grounded in my community. And I know I need to grow in order to really be able to make that change happen. Let's talk. Please reach out to the Bush Foundation. We have a whole team that would love to explore that with you.
And you can start at bushfoundation.org to find contact information and to find some really great informative videos that help you think through some of this process and how it works. And also it's a chance to meet those 2020 fellows. You can click on their images and tell us a little bit more about who is from South Dakota. We've got a few more folks to talk about here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So Bo is coming from Kyle, South Dakota, and really thinking about the science, technology, engineering, and math area, so STEM. He is from the Oglala Lakota Nation, and really thinking about Pine Ridge as a place to kind of graduate college with an engineering degree and keep building that understanding of STEM, not only within his community, but rippling out so that STEM is a place that honors indigenous knowledge and is a place that draws on our history as we think about our future. So some really big vision there. Dr. Megan O'Connell is thinking about South Dakota becoming a leader in access to affordable, high-quality health care. Again, really thinking in big ways about what's possible as you bring people together to talk about what do each of us need to be able to be healthy and whole, and what kind of systemic change do we need to be able to make that difference on a large scale. So she's looking at working with other healthcare leaders and talking with folks across South Dakota to see what can we do together. And that's part of what you hear really from each Bush Fellow. Everyone is, knows, you all know who are listening, leadership is not something we do alone. Change does not happen in isolation. We do it when we work together. And that's another thing that stood out about these fellows, that each person was committed to being grounded in working with their communities to make change happen. And then thinking even beyond their community, who else might benefit from this kind of change? Where else could it go in our wildest dreams? And that's what the fellowship is about. What's your wildest dream for yourself, for your community, and what do you need to make that happen?
You wrote, Anita, on bushfoundation.org on the website, a post about leadership for a more equitable future in the wake of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And you talk about these sort of thinking big and thinking about institutions and systems and what doesn't work for everyone. And you had some guidance for people. And there's two reasons I'm asking you this. And one is just if you could kind of walk through this idea of just paying attention and acting in your own sphere of influence, but then also this idea that the Bush Fellowship, once you're part of this cohort, then you are part of this conversation. So when things arise that are huge social challenges or opportunities, that this is those connections are already there. So tell us a little bit first about noticing and acting in your own area of influence. What compelled you to write that piece and reach out to people to say there is something that you can do about looking at our systems and you can do it today?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that question. I think, it is really clear that systemic oppression and racism exist across our region, and it is really clear that each of us can do something to create change. And that's where I think sometimes it can feel overwhelming to folks, sometimes it can feel unfamiliar. And sometimes it can just feel triggering. Like, I've been working in this and things don't feel like they're changing. And I think this is a moment of transformation and a time to say, what is my sphere of influence? Am I able to talk with my family about our own history, about what race looks like in our communities, and who is benefiting and who maybe isn't, who has access to resources and who doesn't as much. And just getting curious. I think a big first step is getting curious, noticing what's happening around you and what's happening within your own heart and spirit. How do you kind of lean into some of the things that may feel scary, might feel like something you want to shut off from for a variety of reasons? And just say, what would it take for me to listen to my own truth and to the truth of those around me? And then after you've had that chance to really notice and listen, thinking, well, what is one thing I could do? There are a lot of different resources out there. For folks who are just kind of starting to learn about this, there's a lot of great books. There's an organization called Race Forward that has some great tips. For folks who've been in it for a while, maybe need to heal, there's a great organization called the NAP Project that talks about the healing space of rest and rejuvenation. So, a number of things depending on who you are and your journey. But absolutely, each person has something that they can do. And once you start, there continues to be that next thing and that next thing. And as you see disparities becoming erased, as we work against the oppression that really keeps us from being our whole selves, keeps our region from thriving, that's when we see all that we can be together. And the fellows are a really great part of that. They often have already been in this work, and definitely as part of the fellowship, we work with them on how do you continue to build skills around equity? And what that means is how do you continue to build those skills so that you can create change that helps each person to thrive, that has an awareness of where have some maybe thrived and others haven't, and how can you create shifts in systems through your leadership that can disrupt some of those patterns? So these fellows are doing skill building, they're connecting with people, and they're also healing, because healing is a big piece of this too, particularly if you've been someone who has been targeted by oppression, whether systemic or individual. And so each of us has different things that we need to be whole. And in that, each of us need one another to keep moving change forward, to work for racial equity and against oppression so that our entire region and each person within it can thrive.
Nita Patel is Leadership Programs Director for the Bush Foundation. We are going to meet these Bush Fellows in the days ahead on In the Moment. Anita, thank you so much for your time today and for the work that you do help. Thanks for lifting these voices up for our communities. We appreciate that.
Thanks for your work. And again, such an honor to be here. I appreciate it.